Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Welcome back to another episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. I am so thrilled that you decided to stop by again this week and listen to this episode that we have in store for you. Before we go ahead and get started, I wanted to talk about something that was super, super exciting that happened this week, and it was the launch of the very first episode that I've ever recorded on somebody else's podcast. So about a couple months ago, I received a message on Instagram asking me if I'd be interested in doing an interview on the Motivational Mentors podcast, which you can find on iTunes, you can find it on Spotify, I believe you can find it on Anchor and a couple other places as well. There's also a link to it on my profile. But anyways, I was asked if I wanted to record an interview with them, and I was so excited because I've never had this opportunity before, and I was so thrilled that someone wanted to bring my voice onto their, you know, onto their platform for their listeners and share the content that I love to share so much and have me on there talk about the things that I love every single day. So it was super, super special to be able to have that opportunity and to do that recording and record that episode. So if you haven't yet listened to it, it's a really good episode. So it talks about my role as a life influencer, which is what I love to call myself, and dives in deeper into what that means and what exactly it is. It talks about podcasting, entrepreneurship. Then we go into topics like impressing other people and your mindset and how your mindset is so key in everything that you want to do. We also talk about living on purpose, living in your absolute truth. And with that obviously comes gratitude and being happy with what you have and a few tips and takeaways, things that I like to live by every single day. So it's about an hour long and it was the most fun. The two hosts of the show are super, super cool. It was such a good time recording, and I'm so looking forward to all of you hearing it, and hopefully you tag me if you are listening because I would love to know. This upcoming week is going to be really exciting as well. I'm doing another interview towards the end of the week with someone who I was connected with through Facebook, and again, another episode on this upcoming weekend I'll be recording with somebody else, so on their podcast. So it's really, really exciting. I can't believe how many opportunities have presented themselves since I started living in my authentic self. And you guys, when you really want something in life, it really does work. When you want to be happier and you set that as your goal and you want to be living in purpose and on purpose, it actually works and you just fall into where you're supposed to be. And more often than not, we get there without even really realizing that it's happening. So with that in mind, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week. And what really stuck out to me was patience. So before we dive into this topic, I found this quote that I wanted to share with you. And it's very short and it's very simple, but it resonated with me for so many reasons. And it is, everything will fall into place, just be patient. And what I love about this quote is that it joins both things that I was just talking about. Everything in your life will happen for you once you take a second to slow down and be patient for it. What I also love about this quote is that we don't always need to have a plan for everything that's happening in our lives. And even if we do have a plan for it, if it doesn't go according to plan, that's more than okay, because everything that is meant to happen for you will happen for you. It will fall into place on its own. What you really want in life will come to you. And the way that this happens is by having a vision for what it is that you want. The more detailed or specific your vision or your dream or your goal is, the more power you have to actually manifest it. The more you say in specific what it is you want out of life, it's only natural that it'll actually happen to you because you're focusing your mind and your intention on that specific goal or that specific thing, and you're putting all of your energy into it. So when you do that, it makes it more attainable and you actually subconsciously take steps towards achieving that goal. The word manifesting might not resonate for some people because it might sound a little bit too loopy or whatever, but even if it's something as simple as you want to move away somewhere. I have a friend, one of my best friends, who has been wanting to move to Vancouver pretty much forever, and she is officially doing it. And maybe she didn't sit down and every single day be like, I am manifesting this dream. I will live in Vancouver. This is what's going to happen for me. But subconsciously, she knew that that is the goal that she wanted to achieve. So she put it out into the world and opportunities present themselves. You grow the way that you grow. And when you land upon an opportunity that takes you to the next step you want to be in, it gets you one step closer to that actual goal. So in her case, it was a job. A job has led her now to live in her dream place. And so what I'm trying to say is these things don't just happen. You plan them and you work for them and you put your energy and your intention into them because every single thing that you do in your life will ultimately lead up to that. So if your dream is to move out of your parents' house, you're going to work so freaking hard to make it out of your parents' house. If your goal is to buy a house, you will buy that house because you are putting all of your energy into making that a reality. If your goal is to have this crazy job or you want to be, you know, an executive at a company or you just want to speak on a stage, you want to help people, you want 18 dogs, you want 55 cats, whatever it is you want, you will get it if you focus your energy and your attention into achieving that specific goal. So having a vision for what it is you want is so key, because without being able to visualize what it is you're working towards, you will never be able to achieve it. One of the other key factors here is that when you put out all these different goals and dreams into the world, it's patience that gets you there. It's patience that whatever it is that you want will come with hard work and determination. It's patience that knowing that things take time and you need to build a foundation sometimes and you need building blocks to be able to take that next step. So you might not always understand why you're going through a specific situation right now, but everything you're going through has an outcome. And with patience and positive vibes, you will always get the outcome that you want. When you reach the outcome that you want, you're going to understand why you were put through all of those tests and all of those trials and all of those uncomfortable places to begin with. We all get put through situations that we don't want to be in. We all get put in places in our lives that feel uncomfortable to us or places that we don't want to be in and we just want to grow out of it and move on to the next thing because we aren't happy with that current situation. One of the things that I found is that instead of fighting the situation that you're in and that you're not loving, choosing to embrace that situation and living in it will make all the difference because it will always pass and it always does. I'll give you an example. I mean, Steve and I have wanted to buy a house for a while and we're living in our apartment and we have an amazing apartment. I love where we live. But right now we need to move and we need to move to somewhere that allows us to save more money so that we can achieve a bigger goal. And it isn't without a little bit of sacrifice and a little bit of patience that we'll get there. I'm extremely impatient, and with this goal of buying a house, all I've wanted was to be able to buy it like yesterday, 5 years ago. Like I would have loved to have bought it so long ago and, you know, be living in this dream home or what have you. But the reality is, life doesn't always work that way. So instead, I have my goal and I have my dream and I'm living through the day-to-day moments to make that dream a reality. And in that, I'm being patient that I'm going to get to where I want to go. I also think that when you're patient, you're just bothered less. I mean, if you think about a time that you weren't patient and how much you wanted to just get out of that situation and move on, and then if you think about your reactions and your feelings towards that situation, you know, you're upset and you're grumpy because, you know, let's say, for example, like the traffic that you just sat in made your day 100 times worse, or you're annoyed because you have to wait to buy your home and you can't just buy it right now. One of the things that I learned that was so key is that if you're patient and if you're accepting of the specific situation that you're in, and if you're accepting that that situation in specific will pass, you actually become less bothered about it overall. You stop stressing about it and you stop like nitpicking at it and always wanting it to be resolved and let's move on to the next thing and, you know, let's just get X, Y, and Z done and close it off and move to the next chapter. But you become more understanding and you don't necessarily give into the negative energy just as much. You actually are able to find more understanding and be more reasonable. And ultimately, you guys, you become less bothered and you become more at peace. You become more at peace and you become less bothered because you're choosing to accept the situation for what it is right now. I really think that patience is one of those underrated skills, and it's a really hard skill to learn because we all want everything instantly. We live in a world of instant gratification, so we always need to have everything done right now. You want to move up the corporate ladder faster. You want to be more successful faster. You want to make more money faster. You want to get married faster, have a house faster, have kids faster. You want everything. You want everything faster. You need it done by a specific age. You know, you need it to be on a timeline. And maybe not all of those scenarios will resonate with you, but for the most part, one of them at least will, because we're constantly fast-forwarding through life. The challenge with learning patience is that when we're too greedy or want everything right now, we actually miss the journey and miss living in the moments that consist and make up our day-to-day lives. We find ourselves in a constant battle of trying to find happiness in a life that's chaotic, but this life is only chaotic because we can't pause and we can't be patient for what the next step is. What really resonates with me though here is that when we're too greedy, we're never appreciative of what we have and the situation that we're put in. We're always wanting more, and you want more until eventually your time runs out and all you've done is want more and never be happy with the person you are or the situation that you're in. And this is a situation that a lot of people find themselves in, because you're constantly keeping up with other people and you're constantly wanting more and more and more. And it's an unrealistic way to live. And you really just go through the motions of life. You never actually get to really live it. So I wanted to leave you with three key takeaways to integrate more patience into your life. The first one is slow down. You need to slow down in your life, live every single moment the way that it comes to you, and be appreciative for every single moment that you're in, whether it's super, super hard or super, super easy. The gratitude that you find in the little moments is what makes up your whole life. So if you can slow down long enough to just enjoy whatever season you're in, is so, so, so key. The second part is that patience is often found in listening to others. We're always so wrapped up in our thoughts, what we think, what we want to say, what message we can give to the world, how we can help other people. What about how other people can help us? How other people can say things to us that make us think a different way or integrate a small piece or small learning into our daily lives? The key here is to listen to others actively. Pause and understand what people are saying to you. Listen without having to have a response, or listen with the intent of understanding what that person is trying to say to you and how they feel and what makes them feel good or bad or how they're feeling in a specific situation. When you give yourself the time to listen to other people actively, you're actually creating so much more patience and time in your life, and you're creating a moment for you to slow down and to appreciate what is happening right now. And then the third part of this is to be okay with being uncomfortable. Enjoy the parts that make you uncomfortable. Enjoy not being in your ideal situation right now. Enjoy not living in the house that you want to 100%. Enjoy the job that you're in or the position that you're in right now. Enjoy the just starting out in a new career, new industry, or enjoy learning something new. Enjoy not having your entire life together, or, you know, enjoy being uncomfortable in the imperfections of your life because they are what make up your entire life. So be okay with being uncomfortable. Those three things combined allow you to live a more patient life, allow you to be a little bit more understanding towards other people, and to welcome people into your life on a slower pace, and give you the opportunity to be more patient, more understanding, and overall just a little bit more at peace and a little happier. So I hope you love this episode today. If there's something in this episode that has resonated with you, be sure to share it across your social media platforms. Share it with a friend who you know needs this message. We all know someone who needs this message. So be sure to share it with all the ones you love. And until the next week's episode, have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.